Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Ruined It's, Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert. Good morning, Brad Ebert. How are you, mate?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's awesome to be back.
We set you a task at the start of the season,
you've
delivered two rounds in, two goals a week. You only kicked one the first week, so the pressure was on.
Yeah, I needed to
you did the right thing this week.
Tonight.
You kicked three.
Yeah, I needed to get the average up.
See, it's not that hard.
Just to keep doing it for Roo,
that's
mate.
That's all right. I'm happy to shout. If you can kick 40 or more, I will shout you lunch, like we said.
Right, I can't wait.
Yep. All right. And if you don't, you'll be shouting me lunch. But no, we'll look
shouting everyone lunch.
That's good. Look, in the end, you got the points. It wasn't decisive, but Carlton have improved, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they're a good-looking team. You know, they're led by Cripps, and they've still got some really good experienced players, but they've also got, you know, Cripps, Petrovsky, Seaton, a lot of those younger guys that are really up-and-coming and producing some good football. So, yeah, I think they're on the right path. It was just good that, man, I guess they adjusted to the conditions better than we did to start with. And then, finally in the last quarter, we were able to sort of get them on the top.
If you listen to Triple M Footy, you get all the right oil. And we were talking on there about one side adjusts, one doesn't in a lot of wet weather footy. And you were the guys that didn't adjust. Why don't you play wet weather footy when it starts raining? Yes, what are you trying?
It's think the magic.
You're still good enough to overpossess the ball by
hand? I think it's just probably boys, you know, reverting to the normal sort of game style. And, you know, the rain started coming in, but it wasn't soaking wet. But then at the same time, night game, by that stage, it was under lights. The, you know, rain was coming in. It was obviously going to be slippery. And, for that sort of half a quarter, we just didn't adjust. And they were able to then get on top of us, get the ball forward and kicked a couple goals to, I think they took the lead at three-quarter time, didn't they? Or it was
they
close.
Did hit the
it was
lead.
Close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was close enough. So I think once we corrected that, we got back on top and did it right in the end.
What about Jack Watts? Very, very bad injury, a painful injury. You could see right from the start it wasn't just a twisted ankle. We knew it was something else. We were speculating for a while, and the news has come out that partially dislocated and a broken bone in the leg as well. So got the hamburger with a lot, as Ken Ankley says.
Yeah, he did. He did, unfortunately. And that's the highs and lows of footy. He's really experienced in 1 week, hasn't he? That's the week before. It was pretty emotional for him coming up against Melbourne at the G, getting the win after everything he'd been through over the off season, and everyone really started to probably turn and give him a little bit of credit for what he was doing on the field. And then to do that a week later was just heartbreaking for him and heartbreaking for the boys to see it. So yeah, hopefully he has a speedy recovery and all that. But yeah, it's not looking like he'll be back in the near future.
Week one, we saw the four debutants all have a day out and do little bits here and there. But I thought on the weekend it was Connor Rosie's day. He just had a real purple patch, didn't he?
Second quarter was huge. Second quarter,
and then he was able to kick a couple in. It was the second quarter that kicked him. Yeah, that's right. He's brilliant. I've loved working with Rose. I think that so far
fast,
agile, beautiful mark, beautiful hands, beautiful kick. And so really he has got all those sort of key attributes to be a good player. And I think so far over the preseason, probably where people weren't talking about him as much, which was probably a good thing because inside the house we knew, just the defensive pressure and all that sort of stuff was fantastic. It was, from the club's point of view, it was leading our club sort of defensive pressure and stuff. And so we knew that the goals and the flashy stuff was going to come at some point.
And I'll tell you what, Zach Butters sort of made me laugh on the weekend. He did a couple of things where you go, my God, he is freakish. And then at the other end, in front of their goal, takes them on, he gets pinged holding the ball. And you think, well, he's having a... you could see he's trying. He just wants to do things, which is great. It's to be encouraged.
That's it, yeah.
But then he got absolutely laid holding the ball in front of their goal.
McGovern got him. Death roll.
Probably, that just woke him up to the real rigours of AFL footy, I think, when McGovern comes storming at him. But once again, he's just one of those young kids that he'll keep taking it on. He'll keep doing.
And you've got to let him go, don't you?
Because you don't want to go, squashing any of that sort of creativity. And he's been brilliant. I think it's been good being able to work as a forward. You know, Robbie and I have really loved being able to work with Butters and Rosie pretty closely. And I think that yeah, they're just young guys that love to learn, and we've loved working with them.
Brad, we've just put a little piece together for you. This is just to get you pumped up for the weekend as you know, we want 2 goals a week. You've got to kick 40 goals at least this year as a new 40.
No hope.
Goes to the goal square. 2-on-1. No Port Adelaide mark. Good defence, Carlton. Port Adelaide just shuffle it around. Now a shot at goal. And they hit back. Port Adelaide square it up. Brad Ebert gets his first goal of the afternoon.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sausage!
There you go. Just a little rev up for you. Little
love
rev up
the commentary too. It was good to hear a familiar voice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mate, you're on fire, and you'll need to kick a few up in Brisbane this weekend too. And I got a feeling.
Don't go on. Go on. What are you going to say,
Luke Hodge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little battle.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. The two old hard nuts. You're going to bleed this week.
Surely
you know
I'm not
that.
As old as Hodgie.
Hey, the blood rule's coming for you.
What, from Hodgie?
He'll split you this weekend. You come off last week with the blood.
I'm looking forward to it.
You came off, didn't you, last week?
I didn't come off with the blood rule, but I think I was bleeding.
You're always bleeding.
There was a little cut somewhere.
I reckon just get your head trained. Get the needle ready because you'll be getting stitches.
Just before we ask you about Brisbane, it was your birthday 2 days ago.
It was.
How old are you?
Yeah, 29.
29. So, you're telling the truth?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
29 for the next 4 years.
29, yeah. But I feel like I'm going on 59. The presents were jocks, socks, and a bottle of port. But the best part was when I brought, when I got the present, I got it the night before from Leo. And
how old's Leo now?
He's almost 2, so he's still very young. And pretty much just like, Beck was like, oh, do you want your present tonight? Because I might not see you tomorrow. And anyway, she's like, oh, if Leo knows where the present is, you can have it. And he's taken off down the hallway, comes back, present in hand. That was the best part about it. So yeah, that was
beautiful.
It was a beautiful present.
Did he write on a card for you?
He did, yeah. That was the other funny part. He sort of just scribbled on a card and I opened it up and I was like, Leo, was that you? Dada, me, dada. It's hitting that good age where you just love having hanging out.
You got to make sure you keep those cards forever.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I will. Well, it's funny
actually.
Put
them away
somewhere. I found my other one from last year and it was the exact same card. They bought me the same card.
Times
2 years in a row.
She's an insured spender. Well, that's good, man. So good luck against Brisbane. This is a big game.
They look all right, Brisbane, don't they?
Mate, they do. They do. They're really starting to gel well together, I reckon, and they're taking the game on, playing some good footy, especially like you saw up in Queensland over the JLT, and then round one against West Coast. I think they're just taking it on a bit more, and they've probably developed their young kids pretty well, and they've added some class with Lachie Neal, so it'll be a good challenge.
This would be a big win. If you can pull this one off.
Yeah, well, we're obviously going up there to do it. So, we're looking forward to it.
Good luck, Ebo.
Can I just, before you go, ask you about Hamish Hartlett?
Bit of
bad news this week.
Yeah, there was. Hammer obviously is coming back from a knee. It's never easy, and it still, hasn't been a full year since he's did the ACL. But, yeah, he just pulled up a bit tight in his hamstrings and, one hamstring, and I think got a scan, and it looks like it'll probably just set him back a week or so. So it's nothing.
Not too bad.
It's nothing too major, but it's just one of those ones that with a knee, Rico, there's always going to be a few little setbacks.
And Ollie Wines will play?
Yeah, he looks like he's ready to go, so I think he should be good. Yeah. Geez, I'm starting to give you a bit more.
I've got to sneak it out here.
Don't you? Just throw it in quickly so I get just off like guard. A lie detector test, You just keep asking, bang.
Good work.
All right, good luck this week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See ya, bud.
Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.